This is an Amber exclusive.
Have you ever stopped to think how much cocksuckers are like vampires? Doing so might surprise you. And don't laugh, I'm not kidding in the least. Now, I'm not saying that cocksuckers can't be seen in a mirror or that holy water hurts them. That's a little silly. But there are three distinct similarities, and I'm going to tell you about it. First, vampires love the nighttime, and so do those that suck cock. Not to say that you can't suck cock during the day. But many of you have taken your deep, dark fantasies to the real world during the naughty nighttime hours. And lots of dirty video store, glory hole, gay bar, sexy times with the guy you've been texting happens in the evening as well. Vampires are tired as fuck in the day, and most of you cocksuckers are too. Because you're getting your rest after all those late night hours you've clocked on your knees. Next, vampires can't go back to what they once were. Once they're vamps forever. Same with cocksuckers. You can never forget the cocks you've sucked or pretend you didn't do it in the first place. Put major years between you and your last delicious cock? Go ahead. Lie to your folks and friends about being straight? Marry a woman and adopt a whole new lifestyle? Be my guest. But it's all an elaborate ruse to forget something that will never go away. You'll always be a cocksucker. And finally, vampires have developed a taste for what they need. They crave it, and they can't live without it. Sound familiar? One of my favorite cum eaters, near and dear to my heart, is Michael, a self-admitted spermaholic that I've written about multiple times. He will tell you in a heartbeat that he can't live without cum, or the taste of it. And he's not the only one. Cocksuckers crave hard and are always jonesing for that next cum shot. So see? Cocksuckers and vampires. It's an odd subject, but it's there.
This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.